Welcome to Jim Lang's Retire Secure Podcast, where smart money talks. Throughout his career, Jim Lang has made it a priority to provide his clients, readers, and friends with useful, cutting-edge information, as well as peer-reviewed financial and tax planning strategies, so that they can make the most educated decisions and really get the most out of what they've got. We hope you enjoy the following special rebroadcast from the Lang Vault. And please stay with us until the end, so you don't miss more information on how we can help you protect your wealth and ensure your family's financial security for the next generation. And now, Jim Lang.
In episode 61 of the Lang Money Hour, our next guest, Joe Hurley, author of The Family Guide to College Savings, offered our guests some insights on 529 plans.
Is putting money in a 529 plan going to hurt any of their chances of receiving financial aid?
Well, the financial aid rules are kind of funny. I mean, they're difficult to get a handle on in many cases. 529 plans that are owned by a parent or even by the student directly have very little impact on financial aid. They're treated as an asset of the parent. They're assessed in the formula that computes the expected family contribution at a low rate of 5.6% as opposed to, let's say, a custodial account for the child, which is assessed at a 20% rate. And any distributions that come from the 529 plan are not counted as income in that financial aid formula. For grandparents, it's a little bit different. If a grandparent owns the 529 account, then the asset value does not get reported on the financial aid application at all. So instead of 5.6%, it's 0% of the value affecting the student's financial aid. The potential problem, though, is that if a grandparent takes distributions from a 529 plan, on the following year's financial aid application, that distribution has to be added to the student's income that gets reported on the financial aid application. And that income can have an impact, a negative impact, on eligibility. So some grandparents actually prefer to make contributions to a 529 account that's owned by the parent rather than themselves just to get the better financial aid treatment. And I know I've made it sound complicated, and that's because it is complicated, and you might have to push the pencil a little bit about doing that.
We hope you've enjoyed this special edition of Jim Lang's Retire Secure Podcast, where smart money talks. If you've had your questions answered and would like to schedule an appointment to meet with Jim, call our offices at 1-800-387-1129. That number again is 1-800-387-1129. And if you would like to attend one of Jim's upcoming virtual events, go to paytaxeslater.com/webinars. That address again is paytaxeslater.com/webinars to reserve your virtual spot today.